人类文明史上有史以来诞生过14个文明，包括古巴比伦、古埃及、古印度、古中国等等。
Throughout human history, there were 14 civilizations, including ancient Babylon, ancient Egypt, ancient India, ancient China, etc.
在这14个文明的基础上，又演化出10个比较有规模的宗教，史称世界十大宗教。
Based on the foundation of these 14 civilizations, 10 major religions were born.
这些宗教有一个共同的特点，就是在不同的程度上提及了人罪的问题。当今三大有影响力的宗教，佛教、伊斯兰教、基督教，都无一例外地承认人是有罪的。
These religions all have one thing in common. They all mention the matter of sin at different levels.Among the most influential religions today are Buddhism, Islam, and Christianity. They all recognize that men are sinful.
我们先来看佛教。佛教《大乘起信经》中这样的说：人心原本清洁无秽，本为无明所染，顿生各种邪恶。
So first, let's take a look at Buddhism. In one of their books called Da Cheng Creed, it says that human hearts were pure in the beginning, but when it was contaminated by something called 无明 or ignorance, suddenly it was filled with all sorts of evil.
他说，人的心原来是清洁而没有污秽的，被一种叫做无明的东西所感染，顿生各种邪恶。
So because of the contamination of ignorance, the pure heart became full of evil.
但什么是无明？佛教却没有办法给出一个确定的描述。
But Buddhism could not explain what 无明 or ignorance was.
如果我们用一句话对佛教做一个总结，佛教是智慧的宗教，是自下而上人找神的过程，人找神的过程悟出了许多智慧的道理，所以在佛教里面充满了人智慧的结晶。
If we try to summarize Buddhism, we can say that Buddhism is a religion of wisdom. It tries to see God from bottom up. In the process of seeking God, many truths about life were realized. So Buddhism is full of human wisdom.
佛教通过人的智慧看见了人罪恶的本性，但是人的智慧是有限的，佛教无法晓得这些罪的来源，这些罪的本质，当然也就无法找到解决的途径。
Through human wisdom, Buddhism sees the sinful human nature, but human wisdom is limited, and Buddhism is not able to knowThe source and the nature of sin, thus it can't find the solution to sin.
基督教刚好相反，是自上而下，是神启示的过程。人找不到神，于是神来找人，神亲自的把他启示给我们人类。
On the contrary, Christianity is a religion of God's revelation. It goes from top to bottom.And it is impossible for men to find God, so God revealed himself to men.
所以按照基督教的观点，神的启示很简单，那个在佛教中想也想不明白的无明，就是分别善恶树上的果子。
So God's revelation is simple. The ignorance Buddhism can't explain is the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
人类的始祖因为吃了那个禁果，从此坠入人间。
When Adam and Eve ate the forbidden fruit, sin entered the world.
纵观人类的历史，我们总能找到许多关于罪、人类罪的起源的记载。
If we study human history, we can surely find many references to the source of sin.
就以我们中国古文化为例来说，我们就可以找到许多这样的证据。
So for example, we can find evidence in the ancient Chinese culture.
在中国的古文化里，汉字属于象形文字，它的写法有一定的意义，它的起源也表达出一定的意义来。
So the ancient Chinese characters were hieroglyphics, and we can certainly find meanings in how the characters were written.
研究汉字的起源，我们就可以发现有一些汉字的确跟始祖犯罪、罪的起源有关。请看下面的两个例子。
There are quite a few Chinese characters that are related to the eating of the forbidden fruit. I'll give you two examples.
贪婪的婪字，其写法是两棵树下面加上一个女人的女字。
So in the second character of the Chinese word greedy, how it's written is that there's a woman below two trees.
这样我们想到了人类最开始的伊甸园，里面有两棵树，就是分别善恶树和生命树。
So that led us back to the Garden of Eden, where there were two trees. One was the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The other one was the tree of life.
当女人想要吃那棵分别善恶树上的果子的时候，贪婪的心就在她里边发动。
So when the woman wanted to eat the fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, the greedy started to form in her heart.
所以贪婪的婪字的意义就是二目临下，一女折果，表示人心的贪婪。
So we can say that the meaning of that word is that a woman was choosing a fruit below two trees.
我们再来看禁止的禁字。
So the second example,
也是用两棵树下底下面有一个告示来表示。
So the first character of the Chinese word forbid is an announcement below two trees.
这也让我们回顾到伊甸园里的那两棵树。
So again, it takes us back to the Garden of Eden of the with those two trees.
有两棵树是被神禁止去吃的，就是分别善恶树和生命树。
So God eventually forbid a human or Adam and Eve to eat of the fruits from two trees.
所以禁止的禁字意义是二目临下，有神的禁令来表达。
So the word forbid means that there is a warning below two trees.
四也叫神字旁，也叫四部旁，代表神。在中国古汉字里面，凡是带有四部旁的都是与神有关联的。
So that Chinese character 四 that means God. When this character is part of another character, it usually has something to do with God.
我们的祖先曾把我们的中国称为神州大地，这让我们思考在我们中国的古文化里，到底哪些是与神有关联的？为什么我们的祖先要把我们的土地称为神州呢？
So our ancestor called China God's land, and let us think why that is the case.
我特别的鼓励英文堂的弟兄姐妹们，如果可以，你们也要好好学一点中文。因为那里面有神的智慧和奥秘。
So I would encourage our brothers and sisters in the English congregation to study Chinese. There you will find God's mystery and wisdom.
下面让我们一起来读今天的经文，好，创世纪的三章一到六节。好，我们中英文一起来读。
So let's turn to the book of Genesis chapter 3 verses 1 to 6 and let's read together in both Chinese and English.
好，请。
Now the serpent was more crafty than any other beast of the field that the Lord God had made.
蛇对女人说，神岂是真说，不许你们吃园中所有树上的果子吗？女人对蛇说，园中树上的果子我们可以吃， 唯有园当中那棵树上的果子，神曾说，你们不可吃，也不可摸，免得你们死。女人，蛇对女人说，你们不一定死，因为神知道你们吃的日子，眼睛就明亮，你们便如神，能知道善恶。于是女人见那棵树上的果子好做食物，也悦人眼目，却是可喜爱的，能使人有智慧，就摘下果子来吃，又给她的丈夫，她的丈夫也吃了。在这短短的六节经文里，我们看见了罪的来源，有魔鬼撒旦的引诱，也有人的问题。
So we see the source of sin in these six short verses, and we see the temptation from the devil and the human problem.
我们可以根据这两大方面列出今天的讲道大纲，即魔鬼撒旦的引诱。在魔鬼撒旦的引诱里面，我们看见魔鬼混淆神的话语，在神已经画了句号的地方画上一个问号，还有魔鬼最大的引诱就是让我们与神同等。
So here we see the outline of today's message. The first major point is the temptation of the devil. And one, the devil twisted God's words. And he said, did God actually say? And two, adding a question mark where God already put the period. And three, the greatest temptation is to be like God.
人的问题，我们看见女人先是篡改了神的话语，而男人没有听从神的话，却听从了女人的话。人在三种原罪上的软弱被魔鬼抓住。
And the second major point is human's basic problem, which is not listening to God's words. And so one, the woman distorted God's words, and the manlisten to the woman instead of God. And two, we see the three aspects of the original sin.
下面我们来看魔鬼撒旦的引诱。魔鬼撒旦引诱人的第一个伎俩就是神岂是真说。
So the first trick of the temptation of the devil is, did God actually say? The devil twisted God's word.
神岂是真说？不许你们吃园中所有树上的果子吗？
Did God actually say you shall not eat of any tree in the garden?
这是魔鬼撒旦惯用的一种伎俩。他先是把神的话混淆起来，篡改一下，然后让你对神的话语产生一个怀疑。我们来看看神原来是怎么说的。
So this is the trick of the devil. The devil twisted God's words to cast doubt and to negate God's words. Let's see what God actually said.
耶和华神吩咐他说，园中各样树上的果子，你们可以随意吃，只是分别善恶树上的果子，你们不可吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。创世纪二章十六到十七节。
Genesis chapter 2, verses 16 to 17 says, And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, You may surely eat of every tree of the garden, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die.
魔鬼撒旦故意地把神的话语模糊起来，篡改一下，神真的不许你们吃园中树上的果子吗？他让神产生一个问号，进而对神的话语开始怀疑。
So the devil twisted God's word. God said that you shall not eat of the tree of knowledge. But did God actually say you shall not eat of any tree in the garden? So the devil was twisting God's words to cast doubts.
圣经约翰福音八章四十四节这样的说，我请大家跟我一起来读这节经文。
Let's read this John chapter 8 verse 44 together, both in Chinese and English.
魔鬼撒旦就是说谎之人之父，
you are the father of the devil.
好，是偏要行。他们从起初是杀人的，不守真理，因他心里没有真理。他说谎是出于自己，因他本来就是说谎的，也是说谎之人的父。魔鬼撒旦就是这样，他千方百计的要混淆，让我们怀疑神的话语，进而否定神的话。
So this is the trick of the devil. The devil is twisting God's words to cast doubts and to negate God's words.
下面我们来看魔鬼撒旦的第二个伎俩，就是在神已经画了句号的地方再画一个问号。
So let's take a look at the second trick of the devil, which is to add a question mark where God already put a period.
神说，因为你吃的日子必定死。魔鬼说，你不一定死。
So,
在神已经画了句号的地方再画一个问号，在神已经肯定的地方再加一个否定，这正是魔鬼撒旦混淆我们的第二个伎俩。
So this is the second trick of the devil, which is to add a question mark where God already put a period. God said that for in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die, but the devil said you will not surely die.
他的目的就是让我们对神的话语产生怀疑，进而否定。所以我们要抵挡魔鬼撒旦的诡计，我们就要坚定不移地掌握神的话语。
So the devil twisted God's words to cast doubts and to negate God's words. So if we want to stand firm against the devil, the scheme of the devil, we need to believe in God's words.
著名的科学家牛顿曾经这样的说
Sir Isaac Newton once said,
我坚信圣经是神的话语，是神所默示的人写成的。我每天学习圣经，世上没有哪一门科学比圣经更确实可信。
I have a fundamental belief in the Bible as the word of God, written by those who were inspired. I study the Bible dailyThere is no science in the world more trustworthy than the Bible.
著名的牧师罗宾森也曾这样的说，我们若观察撒旦引诱夏娃的方法，便可以清楚地明白，试探不是从远古就有，不但从远古就有，而且延续到今天，正是我们今天所要朝夕面对的。
So in Biblical Sermons by Hayden W. Robinson, he said, as we watch the way the tempter comes to Eve, we recognize that while this story comes to us out of the ancient past, it is as up to date as the temptation you faced last night, the temptation you may be feeling this morning.
当撒旦找上你的时候，他先是自行的伪装。他不会像一条可怕的蛇，也不会像一条吼叫的狮子。
When Satan comes to you, he does not come in the form of a coiled snake. He does not approach with a roar of lion.
撒旦只是悄悄然、无意间溜进了你的生命。
Satan simply slides into your life.
当他出现的时候，他几乎像一个来安慰你的朋友。
When he appears,He seems like almost like a comfortable companion.
他不仅伪装了自己的外貌，同时也伪装了自己的企图。
Not only is he disguised in his person, but he disguises his purposes.
他不会对你说，我来引诱你，让你混淆神的话语，进而让你否定神。
He does not whisper to Eve, I am here to tempt you.And would like to damn and destroy you.
他只是想与你探讨一场严正的宗教辩论。
He merely wants to conduct a religious discussion.
他似乎要帮你澄清，神岂是真说，不许你吃园中所有树上的果子吗？
Satan asks only for clarification. Did God really say, you must not eat from any tree in the garden?
他一切所做的只不过是要帮你理解神的意念。
He wants to help you understand the idea God was trying to get across.
但是当他巧妙地混淆神的话语的时候，我们必须要立刻警惕起来，才可以识别他的真面目，不会落入他的网罗。
When Satan carefully twists God's words, we should be alarmed right away. We should recognize his deception so we don't fall into his snare.
下面我们来看魔鬼撒旦最大的引诱，就是与神同等。他抓住了人在三种原罪上的软弱。
So the greatest temptation is to be like God. And this is the weakness, and we'll see that in the three aspects of the original sin.
魔鬼说，因为神知道你吃的日子就明亮了，眼睛就明亮了，你们便如神能知道善恶。
But the serpent said to the woman, You will not surely die, for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil.
我特别请大家思考一个问题，能知道善恶有什么不好？
Let me ask you a question. Is it good to know good and evil?
能知道善恶当然是好的，但是便如神能知道善恶就大大的不好了。
It is good to know good and evil, but to be like God, knowing good and evil, then that is really bad.
每个人都像神一样，这正是我们今日人的本相，是人罪恶的根源。
So that's the source of our sin. We all want to be like God.
每个人都像神一样的去评判别人，每个人都以自己的尺度来设立标准。当你的尺度和我的尺度不一样的时候，人的冲突就来了。人的争斗就来了，人类的战争就来了。
So we all want to be like God. We have our own rulers, and we want to be like God to judge others. So we use our own rulers to measure others. And when my ruler and your rulers are different, then there is war.
圣经记载了当人类始祖犯罪以后的第一个故事，就是亲兄弟相杀。
So the Bible tells us after Adam and Eve sinned, what happened next was brother killing brother, Cain killed Abel.
当人如神知道善恶以后，引出的第一个故事就是亲兄弟相杀，这是正是人要与神同等最大原罪的恶果。
So whenMan wanted to be like God, that brought the brother killing brother. So this is the source of the original sin, to be like God.
下面我们来看人的问题。人的问题是人没有听神的话。
So next, let's take a look at the human basic problem, which is not listening to God's words.
女人篡改了神的话语，而男人听从了女人的话，却没有听从神的话。
So the woman distorted God's words, the man listened to the woman instead of God.
下面我请大家一起来读创世纪三章的二到三节。
And now let's read together Genesis chapter 3, verses 2 to 3.
好，请女人对蛇说，园中树上的果子我们可以吃，唯有园当中那棵树上的果子，神曾说，你不可吃，也不可摸。我请大家注意我划线的地方。
So please see the highlighted words, or the, I'm sorry, the underlined words.
女人在神的话语上加上了自己的东西，也不可摸这几个字。
So the woman actually added some words to God's words. She added, you shall not touch it.
又减轻了神警告的话语。神说，你必定死。但女人说，免得你们死。
So she downgraded God's warning. God said that you will surely die, and the woman said, lest you die.
这样的改变使魔鬼撒旦找到了可乘之机，也使他自己陷入了魔鬼撒旦的网络。
So the devil found an opportunity through the changing of God's word by the woman.
魔鬼撒旦发现了女人的破口，于是才有了进一步的引诱。
So the devil found a bridge, so then he was able to tempt the woman.
于是女人就摘下果子来吃了，又给她的丈夫，她的丈夫也吃了。
So when the woman saw that the tree was good, she ate it, and she also gave it to her husband, and he ate it.
在这里，男人犯了一个致命的错误，就是男人听从了女人的话，却没有听从神。
So here we see that the man made a deadly mistake. He listened to the woman instead of God.
这是每一个男人最容易犯的错误，也包括我。
So this is a mistake that can be made by all men, including myself.
所以好女人是一所学校，我特别祝愿我们在座的所有的姐妹们，你们能够成为一个好女人，能够帮助自己的丈夫坚定地走在神的话语里。
So this is saying, a good woman is like a school. So I wish that all the women here will help the men to walk in God's truth.
可以吗？好，感谢主。
Are you willing to do that, old sisters?
OK, 感谢主。好，我们来看下面人在三种原罪上的软弱。我们一起来看第六节的经文。于是女 ，Oh, sorry.
Okay, so let's take a look at the three aspects of the original sin. And again, let's read verse 6 together.
Okay, 请。于是女人见那棵树上的果子好做食物，也悦人眼目，却是可喜爱的，能使人有智慧。就摘下果子来吃了，又给她的丈夫，她的丈夫也吃了。这节经文向我们展现了人类的三种原罪。
So through this Bible verse, we see the three aspects of the original sin.
就是肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲。
And those are the desires of the flesh, the desires of the eyes,and the pride of life.
我请大家注意我画了横线的地方，就是三种原罪的所在之处。我也请大家跟我一起来读约翰一书第二章十六到十七节。
So you see on the screen that the three underlined words are those three aspects. And let's also read from the book of 1 John chapter 2 verses 16 to 17. Let's read together.
好，请。因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。这世界和其上的情欲都要过去，唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。圣经这样的告诉我们，肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲和今生的骄傲是从世界来的试探。
So the Bible tells us that the desires of the flesh, the desires of the eyes, and the pride of life is the temptation from the world.
这也正是人三种原罪的软弱。
So here we see the weaknesses of the three aspects of the original sin.
我们对照刚才创世纪中的经文，我们就可以看见。
So if we refer back to the passage from Genesis chapter 3,
好做食物就是肉体的情欲，悦人眼目就是眼目的情欲，使人有智慧就是今生的骄傲。
So we see that when the woman saw that the fruit was good for food, that was the desires of the flesh, And the fruit was the delight to the eyes, that's the desires of the eyes. And to make one wise, the fruit that can make one wise, which is the pride of life.
这正是人类最可怕的三种原罪，也是魔鬼撒旦常常引诱我们的地方。
So these are the three aspects of the original sin. This is how the devil tempts us.
我们的主耶稣也经历过魔鬼撒旦这样的试探，也经历过这样三种原罪的试探。
Our Lord Jesus also went through this kind of temptation in these three aspects of the original sin.
我请大家来看马太福音第四章一到十一节。由于时间的关系，我不请大家来读这节经文。那请英文部的弟兄姐妹们，你们打开马太福音四章一到十一节。
So if you have your Bible with you, please turn to the book of Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 4, verses 1 to 11. Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 to 11.
我特别请大家看见我画了黄字的地方。
And please note those highlighted words on the screen.
主耶稣被魔鬼撒旦带到旷野受试炼。
So Jesus was led to the wilderness by the Spirit to be tempted by the devil.
他也像我们常人一样经历了三种原罪的试探。
And he was also tempted in these three aspects of the original sin.
石头变面包就是肉体的情欲。
So he was tempted to turn stones into loaves of bread. That is the desires of the flesh.
万国的荣华就是眼目的情欲。
And all the kingdoms of the world and their glory, that is the desires of the eyes.
神的儿子就是今生的骄傲。
And the devil said that if you are the son of God, that is the pride of life.
在这段经文里，我特别请大家注意，主耶稣回答魔鬼的每一句话，都是引用圣经中的话，经上记着说。
And please note how Jesus answered the devil, he always answered as it is written in the scripture.
当我们牢牢地、准确地掌握神话语的时候，我们就可以抵挡魔鬼撒旦一切的攻击。
So how we stand against the attacks from the devil is to know God's word precisely.
最后我们来总结一下今天的信息。
So let's conclude today's message.
坠入人间有两大因素，即魔鬼撒旦的引诱和人的问题。
So there are two reasons why sin entered the world. The first was the temptation of the devil, and the second is the human basic problem.
魔鬼撒旦引诱人的伎俩先是混淆神的话语，神岂是真说。
So first, the devil twisted God's word. He said, did God actually say?
随后就在神已经画了句号的地方再画上一个问号，使你对神的话语开始怀疑，产生动摇。
And then the devil put a question mark where God already put a period to cast doubt on God's word.
最后他用最大的引诱就是与神同等来使人陷入他的网络。
And finally, the greatest temptation was to be like God.
人的根本问题就是没有听神的话。女人篡改了神的话语，男人听从了女人的话，却没有听从神的话。
And the human's basic problem was not listening to God's words.So first, we see that the woman distorted God's words, and then the man listened to the woman instead of God.
最后我们通过人明白人在三种原罪上的软弱，来看见我们人类败坏罪恶的本性。
And then we see the corrupt human nature through the three aspects of the original sin.
我们来看今天的结论。
Let's take a look at the conclusions.
坚信圣经是神启示的真理，坚信神的启示无误，准确地引用圣经，不要添加自己的意思。
So number one, firmly believe that the Bible is God's truth and believe the inerrancy of the Bible. When quoting the Bible, quote precisely. Do not add your own meanings.
不要在神已经画了句号的地方再画一个问号。不要疑惑，总要信。
Do not add a question mark when God already put a period. Do not doubt, but believe.
最后我们要明白人在三种原罪上的软弱，针对自己的弱点，我们要切切地求神帮助，使我们可以战胜自己的软弱和罪性，做一个心里柔和谦卑的人，明白骄傲乃是我们的罪。
Number three, understand the three aspects of the original sin. Ask God's help to overcome our own sinful nature and weaknesses. Be gentle and lowly in heart, and know that pride is the greatest sin.
最后，我要以一个小故事来结束今天的信息。
Finally, I would like to give you an example to conclude my message today.
这是一个真实的故事，却带给我们深入的思考。
This is a true story.
一个银行职员，他最和非常的善于去能够识别伪钞。
So there is a lady who works in a bank, and she's able to tell between counterfeit money and real money.
每一次当厚厚的一摞钱来到她的手中的时候，她很快的去数点。
So every time when she receives a stack of bills, she will count the stack.
当她数到假钞的时候，她就一下子就可以把那个假钞抽出来，然后拿到验钞机中去验。
And she's able to tell when she encounters a counterfeit bill.
每一次都非常的准确。
And she never failed.
于是她就出了名，也得了大奖。
So then she became famous of recognizing counterfeit bills.
所以当记者采访她的时候，向她提了一个问题：你为什么能够发现假钞？
So the reporters asked her, "How were you able to do that?"
她的回答非常的简单。
And she gave a simple answer.
她说：“我只是非常熟练的了解真钞。”
She said that I just need to know about the real money.
我会非常准确地感觉到它的质感，它的印刷，它的各样的感受。
I can feel the bill, and then from the printing, I can tell that whether it's real, that is a real bill.
所以当我数钱的时候，
So when I go through the stack of bills,
任何一个假钞它的手感跟真钞不一样。
So if I feel the bill, I can tell that the counterfeit bill feels different from the real bill.
我就立刻能够感觉它是假钞。
And I can tell right away that when I encounter a counterfeit bill.
这个故事提醒我们，我们要怎样的准确牢牢地掌握神的话语。
So this story reminds us that we need to knowGod's word precisely.
当我们能够准确牢记住神的话语的时候，
when we have God's word in our heart precisely,
我们就能够识别魔鬼撒旦的诡计，
and we'll be able to recognize the deceptions of the devil.
当魔鬼撒旦混淆神的话语，模糊神的话语的时候，我们就知道原来是魔鬼撒旦要来引诱我们了。
So when the devil twists God's words to cast doubt on God's words, we will be able to tell right away.
我们有这样的力量，我们就能够坚定地站稳自己的立场。
So when we have God's word in us, we will be able to stand firm.
我特别鼓励弟兄姐妹们，借着今天的信息，我们要立定心智， 做一个准确牢记神话语的人。
So I will encourage brothers and sisters that through today's message, you will know the importance to know God's words.
一个不能准确掌握神话语的人，
If you do not know God's word clearly,
就像是一个战士手里有枪，却没有办法装上子弹。
That is like a soldier with a gun with no bullets.
所以当敌人来攻击你的时候，你举起了枪，扣动了扳机，却发不出子弹来。
So when the soldier encounters the enemy, he can hold the gun, but there's no bullet in the gun.
于是你就暴露了你的破口。
And then there you will see the breach.
于是敌人就不再惧怕你，他可以大摇大摆地来向你攻击。
And the enemy will no longer be afraid of you. He will attack you.
这就是夏娃的失败。
Here we see the failure of Eve.
弟兄姐妹们，借着今天的信息，让我们可以做一个牢记神话语的人。
So again, brothers and sisters, through today's message, let us be people who know God's words.
可以吗？
Can you do that?
好像可以的人不太多。再来一遍，可以吗？
阿门。Can you do that?
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你赐下你宝贵的话语。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us your precious words.
借着今天的信息，我们求你来让我们明白，让我们看见我们是何等有罪之人。
Help us to see that we are sinners through today's message.
你却以你那深恩厚爱来救赎我们，让我们得着这属天的福分。
And yet you saved us through your love, through your grace, so that we can receive the blessings from above.
今天我们求你借着圣灵来更新我们。
May you renew us through your spirit.
让我们做一个要在你话语中坚立的人。
So that we can stand firm in your words.
让你的话语成为我们脚前的灯，路上的光，指引我们一生的道路。
May your words be a lamp to my feet and a light to my path to guide our ways.
让你的话语坚立在我们心中，成为我们抵挡魔鬼撒旦的有力武器。
So that we canstand against the attacks from the devil through your words.
让你的话语也成为我们一生道路上的指南，永不跌倒。
And may your words be a guide to our ways.
这就是我们的祷告，这就是我们的恳求，求你垂听，求你悦纳，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray all this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
我们一起起立来唱回应诗歌《求主扶持》。
切莫顺从试探，免入罪会中，以妹妹只能抵挡下次干一生中，勇敢向前征战，将罪意压制，常仰望主耶稣，主必助你到底，求主耶稣出来扶持，安慰保护之能力，主乐意来照顾你，主必助你到底，愿你不量的光斑见无处 主必宠你到底，主主耶稣来扶持安慰保守持能力，主乐意来照顾你，主必宠你到底，凡最后胜利者的冠冕上赐，你是你手托着要平心存和地，基督是你救主，必加你能力，当仰望主耶稣，主必助你到底，主哦，主耶稣来扶持安慰保护之能力，主乐意来照顾你，主必助你到底。
请我们人来这里，
我们一起祷告。 Let's pray。 我们在天上的父，我们为早晨献上感谢，你自己的话语再次提醒我们，明白我们所原有的罪性。主，让我们在这一个末后的时代，我们能够更加的警醒，小心落入试探当中，也在我们自己的软弱上，我们愿意更加的倚靠你，也愿意让你自己来帮助我们胜过这一切的罪性所要面对的试探，也求你自己真的帮助我们，成为我们内心当中唯一的依靠。主，我们早晨也愿意感谢主你自己，你自己的一切的信实，你在我们生命当中你所赐给一切的丰盛。主，我们感谢你，按着你丰盛的怜悯，你在我们生命当中所赐予的一切，我们愿意在这个早晨，我们在你面前奉献的时候，也愿你自己加上祝福，也愿你自己的名得到荣耀。主，我们在你面前所奉献的，原本也是你自己所有的一切。主，我们求你自己也因着你自己的国度，你自己的荣耀，主你自己使用我们在你面前的奉献，主让许多的人可以成为祝福。 Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning, your reminder to help us to understand more about the three aspects of our original sin. We thank you that you provide help so we can overcome our weakness and overcome the temptation. We pray that you will continue to be the center of our life, so our life can be a testimony of your glory. We thank you for your faithfulness. You are the abundant love, abundant God, and your great mercy. You have given to us so much that we given you our offering today, and we pray that you will be honored greatly this day as we give you what is already yours. Please take this and use it for your kingdom and the glory. May it be a great blessing to many. We pray in Jesus' name.